Ready for a voucher?
Sorry, lady. Excuse me.
Okay. We have a lot to do. Now that I've made myself a deadline, right? By Monday, 1 o'clock, we have to get to the Mishnah. So I'm feeling nervous. I'll pretend I didn't. I hardly slept all night because I was nervous about getting to the Mishnah in time. Not because I was nervous, because I didn't understand the sugya well enough. Let's just review. I want to go back one line in the Gemara to just make an ara that I forgot to include. Just a quick ara. Tana Rabban. Eved shevi gita v'kasva atzmon chasai knuyin lach atzmon kana nechasin lo kana. Ibai lehu kol nechasai knuyin lach mahu amar abai mitoch she kana. And we remember, we're not going to chazer again. Now the machlokas we saw between Rashi and the Rid, Rambam, Rashi and many versus Rid and Rambam, about what the case was. The funny nechtam, where the case was just the shtar, but we have three opinions here. Amar Abaye, mitosh kana atzmo kana nechasim. Abaye says we're not polkinon, since he gets a shechur, he gets the nechasim. I'm like Rav, shlama atzmo likni, midi to have a get isha on nechasim will likni, midi to have a kin shtaros. They each have separate rules. Hadar Abaye, mitosh lo kana nechasim lo kana atzmo. You're right, since you don't get the nechasim, he still says lo polkinon. Abaye never gives in. He still says lo palginan. Just instead of saying you get them both, he doesn't get them both. Amalei Rava, and Rava says the exact same thing to him. Don't they have different rules? Rishlam and Achasin, lo likni midi havikim shars yala. Atzmo likni midi havikim isha. Lamar Rava, echazeb echazatzmo kanam achasin lo kana. And Rav Adar Ramasna says, because he holds palginan dibura. So we have one fundamental achlokas here, which is going to stay with us till the two dots. Rava holds Pagina Dibura, and Abaye obviously holds Lo Pagina Dibura. That is clear enough, and the Gemara seems to say they're not, the Machlokas Rava and Abaye about Pagina Dibura is not a specific Machlokas about Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam, and maybe Mechutz Laaretz, etc. It's a more general Machlokas Heisenter, Meir, Rav Shimon, and etc. about Pagina Dibura. So let's leave for 2 minutes the general machlokes about Pagina and Dibura, and just ask ourselves for 1 second. So fine, Rava holds Pagina and Dibura, Abaye holds low Pagina and Dibura. You know what? All over Shas, there's a machlokes about Pagina and Dibura, right? In Sanhedrin, Daf Tes, don't have stuff. You know, I think Rava also holds Pagina and Dibura, and someone else holds low Pagina and Dibura. But what is the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What changes between Abaye's Havamina and Maskana? At first, he thinks of low Pagina and Dibura, they both work. Then he says low Pagina and Dibura, they both don't work. It doesn't seem to be such a direct response to what Rava says, because Rava says the same thing to Abaye's Hapmin and the same thing to Abaye's Maskana. One has to speculate. Tosos talks about it, and Tosos says already, it's not that this has anything to do with Rava's point. Rava says, well, this is Dibura. Why did Abaye change his mind then? Right? The last Tosos on Daf Ches. Lomishim Kushner, Rava Chaser, Pota Pai Lachashal Apirkot, Zarva Lopal Gin Dibura. Abaye changed his mind, not because that addressed Rava's objection, but because he thought there's a rule of Yad Baal Shara LaTachtona. Okay, it's not exactly clear why there's a rule of Yad Baal Shara LaTachtona. Maybe it's an Indian of Chazaka Ches, because Mamon Mosim Chol Maraya. You know, if you're not sure if you go both ways, you assume the Chasim didn't change hands. And therefore, Abaye changed his mind and decided he should not be covering them both. Okay, Tosas doesn't explain then what's the Havamina, what's the Maskana, meaning if Abaye changed his mind, because Yad Baal Shal Tachton, whenever you want to acquire something, the burden of proof is on you. If it's 50-50, you lose, then what was Abaye thinking at first? Chor, he knew the rule of Yad Baal Shal Tachtona? Okay, not clear. You could say that, well, it's obvious if Lo Pagina Dibura doesn't work, Yad Baal Shal Tachton, and at first Abaye Stam made a mistake. It's possible. You know, it's always unclear how seriously to take Havaminas in the Gemara. But if we're going to assume that you can say don't take the Havaminas seriously, there's two possibilities, Abaye and Rava, Palgina and Lo Palgina. But if you're going to take the Havaminas seriously, and within Lo Palgina, first he thought Lo Palgina and then they both work, then he thought Lo Palgina and they both don't work, what might be the Nekudas HaMachlokas there? So, I'm not sure, I can only speculate, but I thought maybe you could tie this into a Hakira we mentioned earlier in the Perek, maybe we mentioned in Daf Hey, if I recall correctly, which is what's the nature? Well, here it might depend. Let's assume for now, like Rashi,
Right. You can do it with the other sheet also. They were talking about funny nachtam, funny nachtam. What's the nature of the special rule, Mishamiguna Akilu Barabanan, that made Echad of Naman for Geisha and for Shechar of an Evet? So, the first two possibilities we had were, if you recall, Chazal made a rule that Echad counts like two, or Chazal made a rule that this will count as Yisurin instead of as real Davar Sheva Erva or Mamon, and it will only require the standard of one. So maybe you could say that's the difference between the Havmina Vavayin Maskana. In the Havmina Vavayin, he says, the Takam Funny Nechtam is that, and Neid Echad counts like two. If Neid Echad counts like two, then you have two Edim who said that this is Makoyim, that is Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. If you have two Edim, that's good enough for the Efet. That's also good enough for the Chassim. Meaning, if because the Edom Chazal made one Edom into two Edom, once you have two Edom, he should be good enough for the Chassim also. But if you say no, they didn't make the one Edom into two Edom. He's still one Edom. It's just that they said, for Shechar, one Edom is enough. Then you say, hold on, they said for Shechar, one Edom is enough. But for Nechassim, one Edom is not enough. So you have a shtar that one Edom is enough for it and is not enough for it simultaneously. Then what do you say? You say, Yad Balashtar al Hatachtona. So it could be, I can't prove anything, but if you want to say, not that Abayi Stam made a mistake and then corrected his mistake, but that there's a longish difference between what Abayi said at first and what he said later on, it might have to do with the nature of Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. If the 1-8 becomes 2, once you have 2-8, then the 2-8 can work for the whole star. If the 1-8 stays 1, you just lower the standard, then you've lowered the standard of half the star. You still have a high standard for the other half of the shtar. The shtar has an unclear standard. You have to say, Yad Bala Shtar Ala Tach Tona. Okay, that's just a speculation. Now I want to go back to where we left off. Where we left off is the Machlokas Pinur of Mayim Rav Shimon about Kosal Kol Nechosal the Avdo Yotza Ben Chorin and Shir Karka Kolshu. Remember, everyone agrees with Shir Echad Meribo that everyone agrees the Evet's not free. Why? We saw three possibilities. Either Echad Meribo might mean the Evet, just as likely as anything else. Echad Meribo might mean part of the Eved, just as likely as anything else. Or Echad Meribo means 0.01% of everything, so for sure means part of the Eved. Okay, that's not the interesting part. The interesting part is Shir Karka Kolshu. Right, so what do we see in Shir Karka Kolshu? Shir Karka Kolshu. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Taka, the Rishonim point out, even Shir Metoplin Kolshu. At least, which might only work according to the Naskara of our Gemara. But Shir Karka Kolshu, Lo Yatza Ben Chorin Lefi Rav Meir. Who holds? And why is that? Because Rav Meir seems to hold Lo Palginan Dibura, that the Gemara said. It's like Rav Shimon who holds Palginan Dibura, as opposed to Rav Meir who holds Lo Palginan Dibura. We just have to ask, why is it true that if you're Shir Karka Kolshu, the Eved's not Yotze Ben Chorin? Obviously, the Pashup shot is, I say, what do you say? Kol Nechasav. I'm giving you my Eved, all my Nechasim, except for a little Karka. I gave him himself, just not all the Karka. I gave him all of himself. So why shouldn't he go free? How much Karka he gets is a different question. Why shouldn't he go free? So, here we have excuse me, a big machlokas rishonim. First of all, the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havmina, we think we read the Gemara, says it's for a different reason. In the Maskana, it says because of Lav Kroskita. What does that mean? It means the Havmina is not, one thing we know in the Havmina, it's not because of Lav Kroskita. Because that thing only bring it in the Maskana. So what is Lafida Havmina of the Gemara? Right? We, in Gittin and Bava Basra, they have a Havmina, it's for a different reason. And the Maskana, that it's the Vlad Kroskita. So here we have the Maskana. It's Mishum Dilav Kroskita. But what about the, this is the Havmina. What was the Havmina? So we started by introducing one sheet the last time, which was Rashi, right in our daf. Rashi has this big chiddush called Nachis L'Shira. Right? Says Rashi, since you were Meshayer some Karka, maybe you also meant to be Meshayer the Eved. That's Rashi. So one is Rashi. Kevan. Nachas l'shiura. Dilma. Shir.
Gam ha'eved. And if you left out the eved, then you didn't give him to himself, then he is obviously not free. We asked. This doesn't make any sense. Anytime I write you a star, right, and I say, you know, again, look over it, it seems ridiculous to think. If I write you a star telling you, I'm selling you all my farms, all my factories, and all my houses, and all my hotels, except for one house. Obviously, I left out a house. I didn't leave out farms, factories, and hotels. That's ridiculous. And Dvarim should leave in him the verb. I don't remember what his psychological mood was. How could it be? It's not, it goes against the language of the Shar. So we brought the answer to the Torah's Gittin. That's the Nesivos. And Torah's Gittin is his Perish, half that's on Sefer's Gittin, half that's on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Gittin. Who said, no, obviously we don't stop. When a guy makes one exception, we don't assume he made another exception that's not written there. We go by what's written. But over here, it's never clear he gave the Eved in the first place. Because the usual meaning of a Shtar is that A is giving C to B. Not A is giving B to B. Usually when I say I'm giving you kol nechasai, I'm giving you something else, not yourself. It's a chiddush that we interpret kol nechasai. Since he was saying kol and he was being so general, he meant even the Eved himself. Since it's only a chiddush to interpret kol nechasai, he's including the Eved himself. Therefore, whenever we see that he wasn't giving everything, then we're not confident about this chiddush anymore. Only when we see the guy was giving everything, was holding nothing back. Then we're mechadish against the usual use of language. We're mechadish that he even meant to give the Eved himself. But once he's nachas l'shir, then we don't go against his words. Then we go with his words. We just go with more modest interpretation of his words. He gave him everything else. It never said he gave him himself. And that's got to be Pshat and Rashi.
Mashakon Eved kind of Rabo. This would be like a
Gittav Yogon Kachas kind of thing.
No, but I'm saying this would not fit. Meaning, like, the Baal would be giving all this stuff to Eved, but, like, that would be not including...
Correct. If it's not including himself, then it's worthless. Right, because Mashkan Eved kind of rabble.
What I'm saying is, I'm trying to remember it's an interesting bar, so whatever one it is, like, the Eved can own things in not relation to the Baal?
Generally not.
So, how would this work? If the Baal's giving Eved...
Then he's not giving anything. That's the point. He's not doing anything. He's Masachipo. He's Masachipo.
Or it can mean that when he's giving him something, he's clearly freeing it.
Ah, okay, so that's
actually much more likely than making fun of his own.
Okay, so that's, I don't think Misaki is making fun of him, I think he's tricking him. Like, there are reasons people want to trick people.
Logical reasons.
Yeah. They're moral, I don't know, but they're logical. Anyway, Lemay, so you're right, you could see it different ways. You know, you could see it as I'm giving you everything, including yourself, because I wouldn't give you things if I didn't give you yourself. Or you say, I didn't say I'm giving you yourself. So Lemaisa, the Torah's Gittin, and Rashi, you think one way, and most Rishonim might be like you, but Rashi thinks, no, it's very borderline whether you mean to give him himself, and therefore, if there's any hesitation in your gift, we are choshesh that you didn't mean to give him himself. That's Rashi.
But for Rashi, it's also Misafikma?
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's Rashi.
Really?
Yes.
Can you apply a different klal of Tana v'Shir? One thing is left over, something else is left over.
I don't know. That's a klal in Mishnah. I don't think that's a klal in contracts. Mishnah and contracts work differently. Meaning, you know, I think it would be very problematic if you started interpreting contracts the way we interpret Mishnahs. I'm sure there are lawyers who try to do it. But I think that contracts should be interpreted like Pshuto Shel Mikra. That's not so clear to all parts. Yesh lodim b'zahar mei. The truth is, sometimes the Gemara has riba, you know, riba ylasha. Okay, interesting. I'm not so convinced. Let's skip for a moment to the riff. Says the riff here, and Tosfos Bavasser quotes Rabbeinu Hananel here as saying the same thing. We don't have Rabbeinu Hananel and Gittin, but Tosfos did have Rabbeinu Hananel and Gittin, and Bavasser said in Gittin Rabbeinu Hananel over there. It says loosely over there. Says same as the riff. Okay, not surprising. Rabbeinu Hananel and the riff are all the same. So, the Rach and the Rif, although we only know the Rach by learning a Tosos and Kalvasra, which is a bracket, okay, not important, we know the Rif. Said the Rif, no, that's not the problem. The problem is that he didn't acquire any land. Why didn't he acquire any land? It's a two-step problem. What's a two-step problem? Hey, what's the first problem? He says I'm giving you all my land except one. Now I'm going to read the Rav Kipshuto here, not the way the Rambam wants it to. I'm giving you all my land except one. So what's the problem? This guy says, you gave me, let's say he had, you know, I don't know, he had 20 fields. So I'm giving you all my land but one. Right, it's not clear if he had all but one or all but part of one. Doesn't make a difference right now. I'm giving you all my land but one. So the guy says, okay, this land you gave to me. No, Moser of Elavariah, maybe I didn't give it to you. Can't take it. The other land you gave to me, Moser of Elavariah, maybe I didn't give it to you. You can't take it. All 20 lands, all 20 parcels of land, the Adam can say, Moser of Elavariah, I didn't give it to you. Therefore, all the land is bottle. Because of... because each karka is safek, all the matnas karka is bottle. All the matnas karka is bottle. That's step one, says the riff. That step in and of itself is exceedingly controversial. It's not okay, says karka also. It's just controversial that they did. Right, we'll get to that in a moment. That's what Tosos jumps on Rashi about, as we'll see in a moment.
Wait, also, because you don't have to understand the Gemara. Any
Karka. Okay, fair enough. But that's not a big Okimta, because that's probably the simplest shot. Okay, there's no point arguing about the simplest shot. I know it's somewhat subjective. I think the simplest shot is sheer Karka Kolshu. He said Karka Kolshu, although I know you could. Okay, it's not a big Okimta, at the very least. Right, if the rabbi could think it's the simplest shot, it's not such an okay. Okay, what's step B? So what? So he doesn't get any land. Step B is lo pagin and zibura. If the land is batel, then the eved is batel. Lo pagin and zibura. If the land is batel, then the shikrer is also Batel. That's the two-step shot of the rach and the riff. Now, yes.
As we were doing Rashi, what's Rashi's understanding of that application of plugging in Dibura to Hishita?
So give me half a second. By the way, Tosfos, he doesn't explicitly comment on this line of the Gemara, but it seems... that he agrees with Rashi on this. He doesn't argue on Rashi. It's quite possible that Tosfos agrees with Rashi on this part. The Rush seems to agree with Rashi on this part. Right. Now Effie asked. Now, Effie didn't ask this question on Rashi. Rashi asked this question on Rashi. He says, further Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam, I understand what this has to do with lo palgin and zibura. Rav Meir holds lo palgin and zibura. That's his whole shita. Rav Shimon says palgin and zibura. Ein hachanami, all the land is batel. But the shikhar is still kind to his palgin and zibura. So, right? So for the obviously the whole thing is based on for Rashi, what does that do with lo palgin and zibura? This is about nachas l'shir. It's not about palgin and zibura, lo palgin and zibura. So Rashi asked, Rashi doesn't say even Torah Yerushalom, it's not stuff. Rashi in the top of Daf Tes asked this question about himself, and therefore Rashi has to say, no, there are two parts to Rav Meir Shita. There are two parts to Rav Meir Shita. So what does he say here? We call him Rav Shimon Le'olam Hu Ben Chorin. Since Rav Shimon responds to Rav Meir saying Le'olam Hu Ben Chorin, if Rav Shimon responds by Le'olam, again, we might not have been so medayik in his words, but that's proper methodology to be medayik in the words of a brisa. If Rav Shimon responds with Le'olam, that means Rav Meir didn't just say one thing. He said two things. That's what Rav Shimon has to say, not just Ben Chorin. He says Le'olam both ways. What are the two things that Rav Meir said? Etc. What do we see? We says Rashi, in order to answer Effie's question, Rav Meir had to have said two things. What are the two things that
let's say a little better, because this is the kasha that the Rishonim asked them. Not necessarily proof. The Meir said two things, but let's take this one step at a time. Says Rashi that this part is a second element. That's not the main reason we think at first for Reb Meir. The main reason to think at first of Reb Meir is because him and Nachas Lashira Dilmashir Gam HaEved. That has nothing to do with Pagina or Lo Pagina Divora. That just has to do with his psychology, right? His psychology is not a matter of Pagina Divora. It's a matter of what he's thinking, right? Interpreting his words and not Pagina Divora. Pagina Divora is a formal thing. So there must be a second element. How do we know there's a second element? Because Rav Shimon says La Olam, which means two cases. What are the two cases? The second element is if Lo Pirish means, what does Karka Kolshu mean? Does it mean Pirish or does it mean Lo Pirish? Right? Does it mean except for the farm, the farm outside Monticello? Or does it mean except for he said literally Karka Kolshu? Lo Pirish means he said quote unquote Karka Kolshu without being Farish. Or do you say except for, the house in Talbiya? So the Rif and the Rach obviously understand that this only works if the Okimta is Lo Pirish. If Lo Pirish, then you have this problem that he gets nothing because you don't know what he got, what he didn't get. Rashi says, Bain Pirish, Bain Lo Pirish. The original Shita is Afilu Pirish. No, even if I was just Meshayer, I said, you get Kol Lechasai except for the house in Talbiya. Then, once I was Nachas L'shai, the house in Talbiya, maybe I was Nishai, wasn't giving him himself either. However, since Rav Shimon says Li'olam, that means there are two issues he's addressing. One issue is that even if you're Pirish, Nachas L'shayra, and that is not the Bokina Dibura, the other issue is specifically if Lo Pirish, if Lo Pirish, then you have the exact same problem as the Rif. If Lo Pirish, then the two steps of the Rif apply. Right, same as the Rif. So Rashi, in the end, ends up agreeing with the Rif, and he says, but from the Olam, we see there are two issues. Okay, the Rishonim has the difficult kasha on Rashi. We know Rav Shimon holds two issues, that he's not worried about Nachlos Yura, and he's not worried about this two-step problem because of Pogina Dibura. How do we know Rav Meir holds both problems exist? Once he holds the problem of Nachlos Yura exists, he doesn't also have to say Lo Pogina Dibura, yet the Gemara assumes he holds Lo Pogina Dibura. It's a difficult question on Rashi. You have to say Gedocha, that's the Rashi understood, since Rav Shimon said the Olam and held that two problems were not problems. We are Medayik. The Rav Meir holds the two problems are problems. Okay, so Rav Meir must hold two problems, and Rav Shimon holds those two problems don't exist. So Rashi ends up agreeing with the Rif. What's the difference between Rashi and the Rif? That the Rush points out. Now, what do you mean between Rashi and the Rif? According to the Rif, Rav Meir only says Lokana if he was vague, if Lo Pirish. According to Rashi, no, if it's Lo Pirish, Lo Kana for the Rish reason, but even if it's Pirish, Lo Kana for the Shiura reason. Now, if the guy said, except for the house in Talbiya, the Rif would say the Eved's Kona, everything, except the house in Talbiya. Rashi would say the Eved's Kona, nothing, and still an Eved. That's why the Rush wants to be achir like Rashi, because he found in the Tosefta that said explicitly that he's not Kona.
I don't understand, according to the two-step process, what the second step, what is the Talbiya Dirbila? It's clear that he intended to give much. We just don't know what.
Okay. So I will beg your indulgence, and we'll ask that question soon. Okay, let's just finish up the shitas a little. The Rashbam in Bava Basra has a different sheet than the Havamina there. Feirish Ahava Amina in Bava Basra. He says, what's the problem? He also assumes it's only a case of Lo Pirish. And he says, what's the problem? Problem is, if I said, except for Karka Kol Shehu, maybe the Eved is the Karka Kol Shehu I meant.
I don't know, did I mean the house? Did I mean the farm? Did I mean the factory? Did I mean the tzimmer? Or did I mean the eved? Because I bought a punctual karkos. And therefore, since I might not have freed him at all, he is not free. Nothing with Rashi. Rashi says, I didn't mean the eved, just nochas l'shiura. He says, no, maybe karka kolshu meant the eved. He says, maybe karka kolshu refers directly to the eved. And therefore, he's obviously not free. Because I said, maybe I freed you, maybe I didn't. Right? That rule dice. You know, maybe I freed you, but didn't give you the house. Or maybe I gave you the house, but didn't free you. Let me suffix, he's not free. This doesn't seem to have anything to do with Talgina Dibura, which is actually not a problem, because the Rashban's not in our sugya. And Bavasa, they don't bring in Talgina Dibura. So you don't have to connect him to Talgina Dibura, because he's not talking about our sugya, and just bring him in, because he says it here in Bavasa. But right, the whole name of Talgina Dibura doesn't have to have anything to do with Rashban. If you want to say it has something to do with Rashban, maybe, but the simple shot has nothing to do with Rashban.
You say even if it was Kirish, that when you leave, like, what's land worth if you're no slave to work it?
I mean, you could say it, but I can't hear it. Meaning, I don't think it's a good svar.
What?
Because that's not how contracts work. If I say except for the land, I say except for the land. I don't mean except for the land and anything else I might in my mind associate with the land. That's just not how contracts work.
You say the land and the stuff on the land, would that be included? Meaning like a plow that's on the land?
Well, that would depend where all the matalas that are doing here. I mean,
so a slave whose home is the land, it's not crazy.
Okay.
He exists on top of
okay.
your field.
Maybe it's not crazy, but I'm not convinced.
Is it clear that he has to be committed to full-on saying Avadim Arka Makarkin Dami, and he's not just saying I'm retaining the property rights of the Eved? Because then it'd be very parallel, like Shi'ar Begitim. Where it's like, I'm freeing you, but I want to retain certain rights within you. So it's Kimakarkin, so I say Chutz Makarka, so maybe you have Masei Yadav, or whatever it is, whatever the rights of Eved, but I'm retaining the Karka rights.
I don't think that's what he sounds like. I think that's fancier than necessary.
But otherwise, the parallel to Shi'ar Begitim is very weak.
Okay, Viker. What does the Rimi Gash and many other Rishonim say?
The Rimi Gash there. Obviously, the Rimi Gash in Bava Basra.
And that's basically what the Ravid is saying here on the bottom of the riff. Even though he says it in slightly less clear words, but I'm pretty sure that's what the Ravid means. The Yagraman Bava Basra says the same thing that wasn't on the chorus. The Ritvi here says the same thing that wasn't on the chorus. The Ramban here says a few pshatim, but this seems to be the pshat that he prefers. So the Rimi Gash and Yad Ramah in Bava Basra, the Ravid al Harif, and the Ramban and the Ritva over here all seem to take the same approach. Yeah, the Ramban plays around with different approaches, but it seems to be this is his favorite approach. They say no, it's Midin Shir. Midin Shir. Right? If you leave out part of the Eved, then that is not Krisos. What's their Kiddush? Even though we haven't said Lav Proskita yet, we still know the concept of Krisos. We just don't know how far that concept of Krisos goes. Right? I mean, we'll have to see what the difference is. That they're Mechadish, they're bringing, what does Krisos mean? Sorry, let's just give some background for those who, you know, have not, for those who didn't go through the whole Masechta Gemara Rashi, you know, during Av to prepare. The Torah says it has to be a sefer krisos. From krisos, we learn it has to be a complete separation. Krisos means a complete separation. And therefore, if you free your wife halfway, or if you're a shopper half the Eved, it doesn't work. That's the basis. The last line of the law of krisgita is because of some lack of, you know, completeness and, you know, and one-mindedness of this, single-mindedness of this kingdom. So the Kiddush of all these Rishonim is that they bring the concept of Krisos in even to the Havmin of the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to see then what changes the Maskana. But what do they say? Midin Krisos, you can't leave out part of the Eved. That's clear. Everyone agrees. You don't need any Gemara. Everyone knows by say, you are Meshukhar except for your right arm, except for your left pinky, you know, then
The Eved's not Meshuchar. That's not Krisus. That doesn't work. Just like you can say, I'm divorcing half my wife. I'm divorcing my wife except for her right arm. No, it doesn't work. It has to be Krisus. Okay, it has to be a separation. So, what do they say? They say that you here, I don't think it makes a difference if it's Pirish, if it is low Pirish, that's not necessarily relevant. I think it's Bane Pirish, Bane low Pirish. They don't really discuss it, but Lachor it would be, even if it was Pirish, what's the problem? The problem is that since I said Kol Nechasai and united the Eved with the Nechasim, if I leave out part of the Nechasim, it's like leaving out part of the Eved. If I would have said Asmecha, Unechasai Knuyin Lach, you know, Chutzmi, etc. I'm giving part of the Nechasim. Since it's a Kol Nechasai, I'm making one big Chetza of the Eved and all the Nechasim. If I leave something out, it's like leaving out part of the Eved. Really? I didn't think so at all. You can read it unless you think that makes you think that. I'm not sure what you're referring to. But since the Eved and Nechasim are unified as a Hefta of Kol Nechasai, therefore, a shear in the Nechasim is like a shear in the Eved. And whatever you're a shire part of the Eved, that's not Kona. That's the pshat of, you know, many of the later and even earlier Rishon Esfarad. Sorry, who should we? That's also that's the shot of many Rishonim. And what does it have to do with Hagin and Dibura? Obviously. This obviously is only because he holds Lo Pagin and Dibura. You don't split the Eved and Nechasim into two separate Diburas. If you would split them into two separate things, then the Nechasim would have a shear, the Eved wouldn't. It's only because it's only a problem because we can't split the two aspects of the shtar. If you could split the shtar, if you could be pulling the shtar, you would say, I'm pulling the shtar. There's an Eved without a shear and a chasim with a shear. So the Eved works and has no shear and the chasim also works because the chasim don't increase us. But only because Lo Pagin and Dibura, that's where Meir says it doesn't work. Rashi says Lo Pagin and Dibura, just split it up, no problem. What else did we see here? I'll mention briefly the Ravid. He has a Havamina. He doesn't like going with this Havamina. He rejects it very quickly, but the Ramban thinks this is Pshat in the Rif. Right? Where's the Ramban? The Ramban thinks this is Pshat in the Rif. I don't think this is Pshat in the Rif, and no one else thinks this is Pshat in the Rif. But okay, if the Ramban thinks it's Pshat in the Rif, that's definitely worth something. Says the Ramban here. Give me a third of a second. He says, Barifzal Kasav, etc. I don't know if he means like the Rimigash, etc. Or maybe he means what he doesn't say this, but there's also the Raven and the Havamina. So we'll just in one fifth shot, which is the Rif Lifti the Ramban. And this is also the Havamina plus the Havamina of the Ravid, and the Ravid in the end doesn't go with it. But the Rif, according to the Ramban, what does he say? He says this is clearly only a case of Lo Pirish, where he said literally Tarka Kol Shu, and he has a Chap. Interesting, what does Kol Shu mean? What do we think Kol Shu means?
Any amount.
A small amount. Often Kol Shu means a small amount. Yeah. But Kol Shu doesn't have to mean a small amount. That's an interesting question. Maybe Kol Shu can mean any amount.
Kol shehu, anything that is. Anything that is funny. On the one hand, anything that is means a small amount. Anything that is. Some small amount that is. But anything that is could also be a lot. That's also anything that is. So, everyone in Tilma Hazum Kolshu means one little thing. Yeah, how tiny? Okay, yesh lodun. But one speck, a dalit al dalit, a unit, etc. But one small, one thing. Yeah, they meant one thing. Kolshu, one thing. Says the rabbi, no, the lashon of kolshu might mean everything. We don't know what kolshu means. Kolshu might mean everything. If I say, kol mechasai k'nuyim v'chutz mikarka kolshu, maybe I mean except for all karka. Oh, then why did I write it? So I was tricking you. The Nesachik. Again, why would a guy want to trick his Eved? There are many good reasons a guy might want to trick his Eved. I'm not saying it's good midos, but there's many reasons a guy might want to trick his Eved. So what does he say? He says, what is the Havmina? The Havmina is, I think what he means is this. It's not 100% clear, I admit, but I think there's another two-step process. What's the two-step process? A, maybe kol shehu means everything. So, all the matnas karka is batel. Obviously, it's a maybe, but when it comes to shtar, if it's a maybe, you don't get it, or any kinyan, if it's a maybe, you don't get it. So maybe kol shu means everything, so all the matnas karka is batel. And B is the same as the riff. Lo kol dina zigura, meaning if the land is batel, then the shikrur is also batel. When the riff says, and that is obvious why this man doesn't mean dibura. When the riff says, because he doesn't know what he left out, so he doesn't get anything, everyone else assumes he means, no, since he doesn't know what, like the Rabbi Nachmano, therefore, and like Rashi says later in the Gemara, therefore, misafik, he can't get anything. The Ramban doesn't like that. So he says, no, maybe what the riff meant is he doesn't get anything because he doesn't know whether kolshu means a little or a lot. So he doesn't get any land. Once he doesn't get any land, he doesn't get himself.
The only way this and a lot of other stories make sense is within the world of the Baal HaShara al-Tachtona, right? So, like, Lechora, a big nafkin between, like, the Rima Gash and everybody else is if the Baal actually clarifies himself. Because for the Rima Gash, if the Baal clarifies himself later, still there's a lacking in the Krisos because he's still a Mashiach. But according to this, like, if you didn't have an antagonistic Baal, and you just said, no, I actually meant to free you, and I actually meant to give
and
this...
So.
Okay, I'm just pointing out that's, like,
a big nafkin between all the Shara. I agree. Okay, yes.
The Rimi Gash Shita, where there's a lack of krisus. The way you explained it was that it reflects on what the Adon is thinking.
Not that it reflects on what he's thinking. It's a formal thing. Okay. Since the Eved and the Nechasim are meaning to one Chefza, a Shir in that Chefza constitutes a Shir in the Eved.
Okay, I think that we saw somewhere. I'm not 100% sure that there's a problem with Sefer krisus.
That's in the Maskana of the Gemara, not in the Havmina of the Gemara. That's only in the Maskana. No one brings that in the Havmina. Okay. You certainly did see it somewhere. Okay, now, before we get to the... we can get to the Maskana. Let's get to the Maskana. And then we'll get into some of the unclear details, right? Let's get to the Maskana. What's the Maskana of the Gemara when it says, no, it's not because of Al-Gini Vur, Al-Gini Vura. It's because the Lav Chris Gita, meaning... Afilu tema palginam digur. What was the last one in the Gemara? If you remember the Shakavataria, they wanted to say in the end, since we pass like Rav Meir, yet we pass like Rav. Rav says palginam digur. Rav Meir said lo palginam digur. We have to change something. What changes? We give a new parish to Rav Meir. No, tak Rav Meir agrees palginam digur. Everyone agrees palginam digur to Rav. But he holds his pasul anyway because of Lav Kruskita. What's this pasul anyway because of Lav Kruskita having nothing to do with Palgina, Lo Palgina, Dibura? So here, there are four pshatim in what is Lav Kruskita? What's the Maskana of Gemara? Says Rashi, he ties it into the Havamina. This is probably why Rashi, why did Rashi have to make two parts to the Havamina? Because he wanted to go back with Lav Kruskita and have some svara to say. He didn't like everyone else's svara. He needed some svara for Lav Kruskita. So says Rashi, says Rashi, it goes back to Nachas L'Shiura. It goes back to Nachas L'Shiura. It's all because of Nachas L'Shiura, says Rashi. Hasav, the Renach HaLachar Aver, Taimu Lamish Lopagina Diburahu. Daki Nami Hizkasham Shir Karka Plomi, Deleka Plug to Diburah, Kamar of Mayor Deloyos Lacheris. Ela Taimish of the Lav Kurski to Hu, the Gabi Isha, Xiv Sefer Krisos, Shakuria Vadim Gomer Lama Isha, Siv Hushalin Tamla, Siv Kasav La, Binu Krisos, came into Eka Lamimer to Shire, Donachal Shiur, Bulo Huskar Sokamatana, Delo Kasle Atman, Hosai Knuyan Lach, Lav Krisos Gomer Hu. Okay, says Rashi, we're going back to the first step of the Havanina. Says Rashi, that what does it mean, Lav Kurskita? It means, Kevan Dinachis L'Shiura Dilma Shire Gam HaEved. Maybe it was also Mishari the Eved. And what does that mean? And what does that mean, Kurskita? The way he interprets Kurskita is, Kurskita is not referring to quantity of how much you gave, how much you didn't give, of how much rights I transferred to you versus how much rights I kept for myself. It's referring to certainty. Krisos has to mean you're 100% clear. Because if you're not 100% clear, that's not a separation. I mean, it's not that physically you didn't separate 100%. It's that epistemologically you didn't separate 100%. If I say, you are completely separated from me with 99% likelihood, then Lav Kurskita comes and tells us that's worthless. That 0% works. Why? I said you're completely separated. Without any whole, I said you're completely separated. 99% likely you're completely separated. Why don't we say follow the 99% you're completely separated? Or even if I say you are completely separated, there's just a way that someone might interpret that you're not completely separated. That's a chisor in krisos. Krisos means not just that it has to be complete, because it has to be completely clear. Because if it's not completely clear, that's not krisos. Because it could be interpreted to mean that you're still that you're still connected to me. So for Rashi, the chiddush of Lav Kurskita, the chiddush of Kurskita is that the chalos needs to be 100%. Clear and certain. And in this case, since I might have been nachas l'shiura at shir gam ha'eved, therefore, and even if you'll say, but probably not, but mastama not, let's bring it to the court. The courts will just use the, what do they have? They still have the reasonable man standard.
Yes.
Right in law school, you learn the reasonable, what would a reasonable man think this means? So you go to court, say a reasonable man thinks that taki, you were a shachrim, doesn't matter. Since it's possible that some people might think this means I wasn't a shacharim, therefore it's a psul of Lav Kurskita. So Rashi goes right back to his starting point, which is why he brought in that starting point. And Rashi says, Taka, you know, when we thought Rav Meir had to hold Lo Palgin and Dibura, that wasn't really such a good svara, which is what Rishonim asked him, Rashi. Because who says that he's arguing with Rishonim about this factor? He was only arguing with Rishonim about the first factor. Okay, that's a Rashi salvage. The Rashbam says the same basic yesod as Rashi in his second pshat. The Rashbam in his second pshat in the Maskana. Remember, the Maskana is exactly the same as Baba Basra and Gittin Lav Kurskita. There's no difference in the sugyas. He says exactly the same as Rashi. I don't mean the same pshat as Rashi. I mean the same yesod as Rashi. Says the Rashbam, it's what I started with. Dilma. Harka kol shehu hainu ha'eved. Maybe the eved is the karka kol shehu. Oh, the Gemara says, but that's very unlikely because even if you left that metaltalin kol shehu and an eved is not generally called metaltalin, the answer is yeah. I know this is unlikely. I know a reasonable man might not interpret this. A reasonable man might say, well, either apostle Karka culture might be the Eved, or apostle Metaltalin culture might be the Eved. Don't apostle everything. But he says the same yesod as Rashi, like grandson. He says, no, Kurskita means it has to be 100 million percent clear. If anyone could possibly think you didn't mean to free him, that's a lack of krisos, because krisos means not only you have to
substantively free 100% of him. It also means you have to, epistemologically, make it 100% clear to everyone that he is free. You know, or maybe it's not quite epistemology. It's just, I'm lacking the word here. In terms of the strength of the evidence. Not just the sums of the kinyan has to be 100%, the strength of the evidence has to be 100%. And here, there's some slight chance that someone might think that it might mean that you're Mashiach the Eved himself when you said Karku Kalshu. Okay, however, so basically they take it back to the beginning and say, no, it's what we thought from the beginning. Oh, that's a far out possibility. I know it's a far out possibility, but even a far out possibility that you didn't free him is a psul because of Krisos. All the other Rishonim say no. They take this in a different direction. What do Tosfos and the Rush say? I didn't put the Rush in the course, but he usually says Tosfos. What do Tosfos and the Rush say? They say no. They say that basically what they say in the Maskana is what the Rimigash and the Agraman, the Raib and the Ritva say in the Havamina. Right? They say, that's fine. They're two different Rishonim, or groups of Rishonim. They say, no, this midin shir. Remember, for Rashi, the Devon Glav Kroskita is not a din in shir. It's a din in the evidence not being 100% clear. It's a din in shir. They say the chiddush of Kroskita is that you can't have any shir at all, regardless of Palginan versus Lo Palginan. You can't have any shear at all. Then what's the problem? Sorry, I shouldn't remember the problem is. The problem is that that there's a shear be Dibur Sha'eved Mishtacher Bo, meaning the Eved is part of a Chefta. I'm not saying Chefta, so I don't want to get into confusion with the word. The Eved is part of the term Kol Nechasai, and Kol Nechasai has a Shear. So for Tosas, you'll tell me, this was what they thought before they knew Kroskita, according to some Rishonim. Yes, but for Tosas, this is what they thought after Kroskita. Some Rishonim said, this is what they thought before Kroskita. And then it depends if you're a Pollig or not Pollig. Tosas says, no, the Chiddush of Kroskita is that who cares Pollig, Lo Pollig? Pollig, Lo Pollig is for regular rules. Kroskita is a special standard. The special standard is there can't be a shear at all, regardless of Valgina and Lo Valgina. There just can't be a shear in this in the word that refers to the Eved. And therefore, since you referred to the Eved as Kol Nechasai, and you left him out, and you made a shear in Kol Nechasai, that's tantamount to a shear in the Eved, and that's a lack of krisos. So krisos means not the evidence has to be 100% clear, Kroskita, but rather it means that the substance of the kinyan has to be 100%. The chiddush is not just the Eved you have to give 100%, whatever you're putting together with the Eved in the same word has to be 100%. Obviously, the Rimigash Udi'ime are not going to be able to say this pshat because they can't say, oh, the Chiddush of Kroskita is that you can't have a shear. We already discussed shear. Like, we're not just tweaking the issue of shear. That doesn't make sense. We already discussed shear. We knew before Kroskita, the rules of shear are very clear.
But even the Rimigash was only able to say what he said because of Pagina and Gura. So, if this is now within the Maskana,
it's going to have to be something different.
So, I'm saying within Tosfos and the Rasha, how do they explain that? The whole reason that we say shear.
They argue about whether shear is overridden by Pagina and Gura or not.
Okay, it doesn't seem very.
It can go either way. Okay, let me just mention, what does the Rimigash say? And the truth is, here's the riff also. The riff and the Rimigash and the Rashbam quoting the Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Seim Shavalotir and the Ravid
And the Rambam, we have no idea what the Rambam thinks of the Havamina. We could speculate, but there's no way to know because he didn't write a Pirush HaShas. He didn't write the Havamina. You know what he thinks of the Maskana, because that's what he passed in the Mishnah Torah. So the Rimi Gash, his Rebbe the Riff, I know his Rebbe the Riff, in the Maskana, his Talmud the Rambam. Let's call Talmud the Rambam, the Ravid, the Rashbam, Bishem Rabbeinu Hanano, and Rabosenu Shebelotir, and other Rishonim also. We don't have to list every single person in the world. I think that's enough for now. Says, what is it, the Chiddush of Kroskita? You thought, again, for the Rift of Havamina is something else. But for the Rimi Gash, you thought in the Havamina, the problem was a shear in this Chefza. That depends. Will give you more love, will give you more, can you split the Chefza or not split the Chefza? The answer is no. Kroskita has a new Chiddush. Even if there's no shear in the Chefza, what's the soul of Kroskita according to these Rishonim? What do they focus on? Right, the Ran clarified this difference.
Star.
On the shtar, it's not a matter of shear in the chalos. It's a shear in the shtar. Right, not a matter of shear in the chalos. It's a shear in the shtar. Right, so the chiddush of Krus Gita, and here they're obviously focusing on which word?
Gita.
It's not that you need krisus. You need Krus Gita. It's not enough the chalos is krisus. The get has to be krisus. The physical piece of paper has to be krisus. Is that even if there is no shear in the chalos, a shear in the get is posel. The get needs to be krisus. You can't have a shear in this piece of paper. I don't care if there's something else in this piece of paper that has nothing to do with anything. You can't have a shear in this piece of paper. And what do they say? Sorry, I didn't actually write what they said. They said that kevan dishir adom liatzmo zechus. De shtar ze ain't no krisus. Since he left Zechus in the shtar, and a chanami, nothing with Palgin and Deborah. Taka will be Palgin and Deborah all that you could be Palgin and Deborah, Mikan Viad Loda Chadasha. Right? Yeah, right. Palgin and Deborah, they're totally different Deborah in the Chosin, totally different Deborah in the Evid. There's a Shear in the Chosin, no Shear in the Evid. Because remember, for them, when it comes to a Shear in the Chalos, Palgin and Deborah takes away that problem. Right? That's the difference. Tosus holds Shear in the Chalos overrides Palgin and Deborah. There are Gashals, Palgin and Deborah overrides Shear in the Chalos. So what's the problem? The problem is even Palgin and Deborah, there's no shear in the chalos. There's a shear in the paper, and the chiddush at the end of the Gemara that we didn't know in the beginning, they were a block kroskita, is that a shear in the paper is a problem. Why is a shear in the paper a problem here? It's not 100% clear. The Rav actually goes back and forth about this. In the lashon of the Rashbam, quoting the Rach and Rabbeinu Singer Shebelotir, he says because if there's some zechus for the adon in the paper, then he didn't fully give over the paper to the eved. It's not krisus. He didn't give the eved 100% ownership of this paper. He retained some ownership of the paper for himself. Since he retained some ownership of the paper for himself, therefore it's a lack of krisus because, again, not that he didn't separate from the eved totally. He didn't separate from the paper totally. Basically, we have three ways of reading Lav Kroskita. What are the three ways of Lav Kroskita? The three ways of Lav Kroskita, and here I'm just going to chazer, I'm not saying anything new here, is Rashi and Rashbam say that in terms of the evidence, he didn't prove 100% that he separated from the evidence. Says Tosos, it's not the evidence, it's the substance. He didn't separate from 100% of what he gave. And since he said kol nechasai, what he gave, the Eved and the Ayin, and Palgini Dibur doesn't override that. For the Rishon Esharad, it's also a matter of the substance, not the evidence. But it's that he didn't separate 100% from the shtar itself. He separated 100% from the Eved. I gave his Eved to himself 100%. Palgina Dibur, I gave the Eved 100%. I only kept the house in Talbiya. But I didn't separate from the paper 100%. Because this paper has my zechus in it that it proves that I own the house in Talbiya. Now, that's a bit of a stretch after all. If there was no paper, I would own all my houses. But nonetheless, now, you could take this in two ways, and the Rav seems to go back and forth about this. Either it means I didn't give you 100% ownership of the paper, and I kept some of the paper. I say, you own 95% of the paper, and I own 5% of the paper, because I want the part with the words that help me. Or it means, I want to have the right to access this paper when necessary. Or you could just say, it doesn't mean I didn't give you 100% ownership of the paper. It just means that I still have an eternal connection to this paper, and I still have an eternal link to this paper. I'm not separate from the paper, because I'm always going to refer to it to prove the ownership of my house in Talbiya. Okay, but that's the three different ways of reading Lav Kruskita.
In the discussion of the different aspects of Get, I want to talk separately about Krisus and about Messina. So couldn't you say here that, according to Rashi, for example, Sorin and Krisus, according to the last sense of Sorin and Messina, not a complete
Nesina. Yes, but you have to say it's not a complete Nesina because of Krisos. It has to come from the word Krisos, no, Lav Kruskita.
I don't have an interest in the Shtar.
Yes, but it's hard to say that we would have said that without the word Krisos, because Lav Kruskita. It could be that we darshan the word Krisos and for more than one did. We darshan as a goy milsa of the nature of the Nesina. No, that much of one. We darshan Krisos as to the nature of the Halos and the goy milsa about the rules of the Nesina. It's not from the word Krisos. Okay, possibly. I can't disprove it. I have to mean that I am the Lashon more. Okay.
I just don't understand. If he's being Mashiach over one of his houses or one of his properties, he's specifically saying that this is not in the Shtar. It's more of a removal of the Shtar.
No. That's you're talking about the Halos, not the Shtar. You're saying this is not in the Halos. It is in the Shtar. Meaning, you're saying, what do you mean? When he says, except for the house of Talbiya, he's specifically saying it's not part of the Shtar. No, he's saying it's not part of the Halos. The Shtar is a physical thing. What's part of the Shtar is what's written in ink on it. It is written in ink on the Shtar. That's the whole point. Don't look at what's in the Halos, what's out of the Halos. Look at what is written in ink on the paper and what is not written in ink on the paper. No, the house of Talbiya is written in ink in the paper, and I have invested interest in that. Therefore, I'm connected to the paper.
Invested interest means an acquisition of a paper.
A vested interest means that maybe I want to retain the right to use this paper to prove that I have the house in Talbiya. Or, at the very least, that I'm not separated from the paper. Okay, that's the Kiddush. Okay, now that we have Pshat in the Sugya, we can talk longest. Right, so far we've just read Pashat Pshat. But we have 5 Pshatim in the Havamina and 4 pshatim in the maskana, and we see that what your pshat in the havamina might affect what your pshat is in the maskana, because Rashi and Rishpam sort of just go back to the havamina by saying that it's unlikely, but you need a high standard of evidence, and the Tosfos can talk about substantive shir, because for him that wasn't the havamina, so it's maskana, and the Rimgashu Dime can't talk about substantive shir, that was the havamina, something has to be new in the maskana, so they talk about shir in the paper as opposed to shir in the chalos. Now, what bothered a lot of people is, sorry, we have to fill in one other thing, Tosos has a big problem with Rashi. What's Tosos' big problem with Rashi? Tosos' big problem with Rashi is that he thinks, well, you know what, let me just fill in one other thing in Tosos here. According to Tosfos, what does he disagree with? He says, it's not true. You assume that if I write your shtar saying you get all my houses but one, that you don't get anything? Because of Motzim Harel Varaya? No. Let's say I have 20 houses, and I write your shtar all of them but one. What suffix? You for sure got 19, for sure didn't get one. The only suffix is which one did you get, which one didn't you get?
So Motz Mechal of Raya, but you have to get 19. So what do we do because of Motz Mechal of Raya? We give you the 19 cheapest. And I keep the one most expensive one, but you still get 19. So therefore, what does Tosa say to Rashi? Tosa says, I like your idea of two steps. I just have to tweak the two steps a little. He could have tweaked the two steps like the Ramban and the Raivit, but he thought he just didn't like that shot linguistically. So how does he tweak the two steps? Tosa says, no, it's a different two steps. Well, he says, no kinta. What's Tosa's no kinta? What kinta does Tosa's make? He's not making no kinta the whole machlokas, just in the ova olam, in the second element. What kinta does Tosa's make?
He only owns one.
He only owns one property. That's what Tosa says right here. Omer B. Afilo ein la ola osai ir osa sada. Then obviously it's not even differently pirish and lo pirish anymore. Like there's only one property. Not differently pirish and lo pirish. So let's say second element for Rashi, the second element is lo pirish. And it's because of the Rishar. For Tosfos, what's the second element? It is not if lo pirish, but if he has only one karka, then the two steps are obvious. Why did he get no karka? Because if you have one karka and you leave out one, you don't have to, you don't need a advanced secular education to know that one minus one is zero. Pashat, that the matnas karka is batel. Obviously, it's batel. 1 minus 1 is 0. And then B is same as Rashi and the Ref. Right? That's so basically, you have three different versions of the two step argument for Rashi and the Ref. It's that I left that one thing, but it's low pirish, so therefore, since you don't know which it is, you don't get anything, so it's all bato. And once it's all bato, then the whole thing is bato. For Tosos, it's that I only had one karka and I left it out, so it's all bato, because I'm 1 minus 1 is 0. And then once the karka is bato, the shifra is bato. For the Raivit and the Ramban, it's that the Raivit's not so much first, it's two steps, but the Ramban's also not so much first, but it seems clear that's what it means. He's reading the riff, it has to be. For the Raivit and the Ramban's shot in the riff, not himself, the Ramban's shot in the riff, it's that Kolshu might mean all the land, and therefore all the land is batal, because Kolshu can mean everything. That's the Kiddush of shot 5. And once the land is batal, the Shifra is batal. Okay, I'm going to need you to take a picture of the board, and now I want to just analyze the problems with Rashi and the riff. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Would the sugya map out the same way if it was done orally, there was no written contract, except for D? A, B, and C would stay with their same shatim, but the Rishonim and D would change, because there's no shtar.
That is a great question.
I have an answer.
I'm not sure, because the whole idea of I think the maskana would be the same except for D. The truth is, yesh le'ayin. Obviously, D would not apply. The first three, would A, B, C, the maskana be the same? That might depend whether, without a shtar, then you obviously need kesef, because an eved is only shtar with shtar or kesef. So the question is, does kesef also need krisos? Right? When you free an eved with kesef, does that also need krisos? Is it also hukash leget? So we have to be eyeing in that. So I'm not going to commit myself. Okay, now let's deal with some lumbus here. Tosos and all the Rishonim kill Rashi and the Rif. Who are they killing? Just Rashi and the Rif? And there's Rabbeinu Hananel, but most of them don't discuss Rabbeinu Hananel, because he's only quoted in the Rashbam. You know, it seems that a lot of the Rishonim didn't have a copy of this Rabbeinu Hananel. They kill Rashi and the Rif, right? Tosos kills Rashi, and Rabban, and his Talmidim killed the Rif. What do they say? Says Tosos, as we point out, that's ridiculous. Meaning, there's an etzem achlokas here in Dan having nothing to do with our sugya, right? Did he take a picture of the board? Yes. I can erase some of the board. There's a machlokas having nothing to do with our sugya. It's just background. What's the sort of background, Machlokas? Is this an independent background, Machlokas? Right? A background Machlokas. What is this background Machlokas? So, what about a guy who says, forget the Eved? No Eved. No Eved. He just writes his friend a shtar that says, I'm giving you all my nechassim except for Karka Echad, right? Knocking out Lachaveiro, call nechassav chutz mikarka Echad, meaning low pirish, right? Low pirish. He literally said chutz mikarka Echad. What does the chaver get? Says Rashi and the Rabbi Yochananel and the Riff, Rabbi Yochananel, sorry, not quoting the Riff, not quoting Tosfos, says Rashi and the Riff and the Rabbi Yochananel quoted in Tosfos, he says, lo kana klum. Because on each field, he says, maybe it's not this one. He's docha him on each field. And all the other Rishonim say that seems like the judges of stone would judge that way. Come on. I gave you 19 out of 20 fields. How are we going to say you got zero? Right? Who argues? Tosfos argues right here. The Ramban. I made a list someplace. It's like all the Rishonim in the world. Who agrees with Rashi and the Riff and Rabbeinu Hananel? Not in the context of our sugya, just in general. The Ramban held the Tzchiyah Matana. Right? We have no idea if the Rambam thought that had anything to do with our sugya or not. Maybe the Rambam thought there was the Havamina in our sugya, like the Riff. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. But he could have thought there was the Havamina in our sugya, because he holds like the Riff. So that was already very chashuv. Rashi, the Riff, the Rambam, Rabbi Yochananel is reported by Tosfos, say you're not kona anything. However, Tosfos and the Ramban here thinks this is the most ridiculous thing he ever heard. And the Raiva thinks this is the most ridiculous thing he ever heard. And the Rosh and the Ritva and others. Raiva, the Ramban. I mean, the Raiva over there defends the Ramban a little. The Raiva of a Riff thinks this isn't true. Even the Ramban and the Ramban doesn't think it's true. He just tries to defend him a little. The Ritva, the Rosh, and others. If anyone wants to put back in their notes, I just wanted to point out the ha'ara of the Ran, the difference in C and D, whether it's shear in the substance in the chalos or shear in the get. The Ran says the nafkamina tem would be, what if you wrote to the Eved atzmecho nechasai knui mechachot mikarka echad? According to Tosfos, there's no shear in the chalos because it's two separate chaluyos, atzmecho nechasai. According to the Rimigash of Dime, there's still a shear in the piece of paper, so it'd still be puzzle. So that's the Ran says that's not Fina. Okay, that's pretty clear. Okay, let's go back to this. The answer is, of course, you're going to all his fields except for one. Pana kol nechasav chutz mikarka echad. And which karka doesn't he get? He doesn't get the most expensive karka because the adbal shal dafton of Osweil Varaya. Right? The Meiniach lo, right? What? No, he leaves in the big one.
He did.
Right. He leaves in the big one. Hakarka, the best one. You leave in the best one and you take the 19 worst ones. Okay, who's right? Who's wrong? Who's right here? This is always tricky, I admit, because, you know, this is the issue of granularity. It's like one of these Shnei Shvilin kinds of things. Like, you could look at it two ways legally, right? This is a technical legal issue. You look at it two ways. Getting ahead of myself a little. What do Tosin and the Raivit say? Look at it. It's all 20. You gave him 19 out of 20. You just don't know which. Okay. So you take the cheapest 19. You leave him the most expensive 20th. And Rashi seems to say, and the Rishi seems to say, no, look at each one separately. This one, did you get it? Maybe, maybe not. You didn't. This one, did you get it? Maybe, maybe not. You didn't. What?
You
No, Mamanus, you don't go Basarov. So, who's right? So Tosus has proofs that he's right. What are Tosus's proofs that he's right? Tosus says, he quotes one Gemara, the Rishonim quote other Gemaras, that he says in Perek Beis Kor. which is in Bhavasra.
Oh.
If I say I'm selling you half a field, then you get the worst half of the field. But you get half a field. I can't say this half is not yours and that half is not yours.
So what are the proofs? Proofs of Tosfos Udime. So in Bhavasra Daf Kuf, what was it?
Zayin Amud Beis. Yeah, Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. If I sell you Chatzi Sadeh, I can't say, this half might not be yours, that half might not be yours, you get nothing. No, it doesn't work that way. I have to give you half a Sadeh. So that proves, that we look at it as one whole, and we don't look at each half separately. The Rishonim bring many, many other proofs. What are the many other proofs that the Rishonim bring? The Ramban quotes a few. What does he say? He says, "Menachos daf kofches bayis bevesi ani mokerlach shor b'shori ani mokerlach." What? Yeah, same sugya. Okay, that's good enough. Meaning, there's some others, but these are the best ones. Menachos daf kofches. I forget what Amud doesn't say in my Ramban. Bayis bevesi, etc. Right, shor b'shori, etc. Okay. Basically, why don't we say he doesn't get any house? Because each house, you'll say, maybe this is not yours. No, he gets one because we look at it as a michlol. So, the question is, how to defend Rashi Udime? So, there are, here, there might be, how do we defend? So first we have to figure out the svara, and then we have to figure out how to defend Rashi. So, let us look at the Rambam for a moment. If you look at the Rambam here in Zechiyah Matana, again, the Rambam doesn't connect this to our sugya, because in the Maskana, this is definitely not connected to our sugya. The Rambam just says this as a halacha. how does the Rambam... Okay, just to be fair, the Rambam writes explicitly... he writes, it doesn't work. How does the Rambam know it doesn't work? I would tend to think that perhaps it's because it reads that Havamar, so you like the Rif. But, and that's what the, that's what all the Rishonim say in the Rambam, but you can't prove it. Okay. What's interesting is, let me redo the Lashon of the Rambam. Kishen Shemokar Tzorach L'Sayim HaMemkar Kamo Shebiyarnu Kacha Nosim. If you give matana, you have to remesayim it. You have to define it. Specify it. Which is our sugya. So you didn't specify what you gave him. Then you're doing, you don't know what it is. Lo kana klomi, didn't get anything. Then you're, and you can't say just, well, so at least give me the cheapest one. Or give me the cheapest 19. Unless you specify what you're giving to him. If I say you get half of a certain sada, that's the Gemara in Bavasra, Daf Kuf Zayin. Hold the sima sada, I specify the sada, afish loshima chelik, I didn't specify which part. Note also chelik and apoch, so sada, you take the cheapest half of the sada. So one thing is interesting is, let me just take this shita. Take this shita. Why lokana klum? Rashi and the Rif are very explicit. Rashi and the Rif and Tosfos quoting Rina Hanano are very explicit. Rashi, the Rif, Rina Hanano, so Tosfos quoting him properly, say, why not? Because each field is a suffix, and he's dochim from each field, right? And Tosa says back, no, don't look at each field separately as a suffix. Look at the whole, look at the package deal. And the package deal, you got 19 of 20. The only suffix is which? In the Rambam, are you sure the Rambam's saying the same story as Rashi in the Rif? The Rambam doesn't say anything. Doesn't say what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Debechol chad v'chad ikalameimar hainu hu deshayer." Each one, maybe this is it. Right? The Rif says a similar lashon. The Rif says a similar lashon. Says the Rif that lo yochel avdan levrure lahahu kolshu delikne iu shar nechase. He can't prove which it is and get anything. Hilchel lo kani v'nechase lo midi. He can't prove what it is. Sounds like this is misafik. I'm wondering about the Rambam here.
Maybe you think it's chisorin das makna.
Yeah, maybe it's a chisorin be'etzem. The Rambam doesn't say misafik is not kon anything. The Rambam says the rules of kinyanim. Like, look at the context. Paragimel of Zechiyu Matana. First says, Nosem Matana l'chaveiro, Ein amakabu zocha be'elokim v'nadrochim sha'akona zocha be'memikho. You can't just say, I'm giving you a present. You have to do one of the darkly kinyan. You have to do a proper maisa kinyan. Right? Dalek. Shem shem tzorech edem. Right? L'ni mechru memkar. Likewise in Matana. So he says, just like if I sell something, I need a maisa kinyan. If I give a present, I need a maisa kinyan. Just like if I sell something, I don't need Edim, unless I want to prove it later. You don't need just the Kima Dover. Likewise, my Tana doesn't need even Kima Dover. Hey, just like if I sell something, I need to specify what it is. If I give him a Tana, I need to specify what it is. Vav. What if I give him a Tana al Tanai, etc. Right? Meaning, these seem to be the rules of what constitutes a valid Kenyan and what doesn't. Maisa, you need. Edim, you don't. Specificity, you do. If I'm reading the Rambam, it seems to me in the Rambam, that the Rambam is not the same as Rashi and the Rif. He just looks the same as Rashi and the Rif. But he's not really the same as Rashi and the Rif. He's saying, not because misafek, you could be dochehem each one, not because you play games, you say, sue me for each field separately. And in each field separately, I'll be doche and say, most of all, haraya, maybe I didn't give it to you. The Rambam sounds like it's a vade problem, not a safek problem. Right? It's a vade problem. If you don't specify, that's a chisorin in the kinyan. Perhaps, as Aaron suggested, it's a chisorin das makne. Maybe it's even more fundamental. Maybe it's just, you know, like a davar she'enu katzov, you can't be mischayav. There's a certain lack of specificity that is ma'akev a kinyan. The kinyan is not clear. So perhaps a kinyan just has to be clear, either for das makne or just to be called a kinyan. You know, it has to have a chepta. I can't, it's an interesting question. Can I say, you know, here, give me your sudar. I'm mocking you a random object. Like, besides the fact that misafek, it'll be hard for you to implement that because you don't know what I meant. Maybe that's just the etzem, not a kinyan. To have a kinyan, you have to say what you're being mocked at. So, I think Aaron's absolutely right in the Rambam. The mashmos of the Rambam is that he has a totally different shot. Not misafek. But Bivadai, just like when the Rambam discussed doing a Maisa Kinyan. If you don't do Maisa Kinyan, that's Bivadai, not a Kinyan, because you haven't do a Kinyan. Just like the Rambam says, do you need Edim, don't you need Edim? If you need Edim, then if you don't have Edim, it's not just a suffix. It's Bivadai, not a Kinyan. Just like he talks the next one about Tanai. If you don't fill the Tanai, that's not a suffix. It's Bivadai, not a Kinyan. It's just the rules of Kinyanim. Not the rules of Sfeikos. Maybe a rule of Kinyan is that it needs to be specific. Specific, nothing. It's just a rule of kinyanim that you need a chefta misuyemet. Why do you need a chefta misuyemet? I agree with Aaron's intuition. It might be part of das makne. It makes sense that it's hard to have das makne. It's hard to say the guy was serious about it if he didn't even say what he was selling. You know, it's clearly a lack of seriousness. Come on. If I go to someone and I negotiate with my real estate lawyer and everything, say I want to buy the house in Talbiya and he sells it to me, makes a price, etc., that's very serious. If I go to someone and I say I want to buy the house in Talbiya, he says, no, I have a better ASIC for you. $1.5 million, I'll sell you some house without specifying. Then there's, I don't know, everyone would say something doesn't smell right here. Like, this is not a serious transaction. So maybe because of Das, maybe because of Das Makne. Now, yes.
I think what the Rambam is excluding is a third possibility that you've given him ownership in the entire Chavilah of this Nechassim. He's saying you can do that with one Sadeh because you're specifying, you can give him partial ownership, but if you don't specify, you're not giving him partial ownership of the whole Chavilah.
Okay, quite possibly. That's going to depend on how you answer something to the Rambam. And then, if for the Rambam, it's not Midin Spekos, it's Midin Das Makta, they have to be specific, then already it's not, the Rambam himself says, it's not a kasha from Barbasa Kof Zayin from Chatzi Sadeh. Chatzi Sadeh is specific. I understand it's not 100% specific, but it's specific enough. You know, I mean, you have to draw the line someplace. Life isn't always so specific. A field somewhere is so not specific, it's not a Kenyan. Half of this field, I understand we need to work out the details. But that's specific enough that we're very serious about. Half of this field means half of this field. Which half? And that's a detail. People can have a real serious transaction at half a field, and then they'll split up which half later.
And it would be a 60th, and would all you say the same thing?
I think so, yes. Because the specific thing, half of this field, which half of this field, I can understand is not ma'akev the seriousness of the Kenyan. So, therefore, how are you going to answer? How are you going to answer Chatzi Sadeh easy? It is Mesuyim. That's considered specific. How are you going to answer Bayis Sheva Besi and Shor Sheva Shori and Evet Sheva Avdi, all those things there? How are you going to, that's not specific. One house of my houses. That already seems very unspecific. One house of my houses. But it could be, I mean, houses are very, very different in terms of their economic value. I assume half a field. The mice said there's always one half that's a little better than the other half. Half a field is half a field. Don't sweat the small stuff. You know, wouldn't half the field is full of diamonds and half the field is full of rocks? Nah, you're growing wheat in the field. One half of the field might be a little upstream from the other half, so it gets a little more water from the river. Shkoyach. You know, but a house, do I mean the house on Park Avenue? Or do I mean the house in the Appalachians? The cabin in the Appalachians. You know, very different things. So, what's Pshat and Bayis Sheva Besi? So, here you have to have a teretz for the Rambam. What terutzim do we have for the Rambam? I found three in the Nosei Kelim. The Ravid, the Ravid says, it must be that, and then everyone attacks him for this, the Ravid says, it must be that Bayis Sheva Besi is specific. Because you already know what's his cheapest house. Everyone knows what his cheapest house is. You know, the guys, again, one house in Park Avenue, one house in the Appalachians, we all know which is cheaper. One house in Tel Aviv, and one house in Alon Shvat. Although you'd be surprised nowadays. If you're a young couple looking for a house in Alon Shvat, you would not say that so quickly. One house in Tel Aviv, one house in Alon Shvat, one house in Herzliya, and one house in Be'er Sheva. Or Omer, for that matter. We all know which house you meant. We all know which house you meant. Now, here, they attack the right rule. So why not say, if I say all my karka except for one, we all know which one I meant. Okay, maybe you have to say that that's not as clear. It says, Yodua Shabbat, Ki'ilo Pirish Hagarua, O Hanafel O Hamis. So, it's a little dark, the Raven. How are you going to answer? Bayis Shebid Basi. So the Raven says, Ki'ilo Pirish Hagarua. It's as if you explicitly said the cheapest of my houses. That's already Dover Masuyim. And you know what? Even if the guy's not sure which is cheaper, he could have just asked his lawyer to check it in 5 minutes on the internet. And, you know, let's consider as if everyone knows. And you have to somehow say, when I say Bayis Sheva Besi, it's clear that I mean the cheapest one. When I say any one of my karkaos, that lashon is a little unclear and it's not clear I mean the cheapest one. Or like, it's harder to figure out which is cheaper. You're going to have to be a little nidcha. The Kesef Mishnah says a little differently. The Magen Mishnah just gets the Rambam in trouble. The Kesef Mishnah says a little differently, although it gets a little dachuk. He says, what do you have to say? Well, Bayis Sheva Besi. Now, I don't know how exactly this is going to work in the other cases, but he does discuss Bayis Sheva Besi. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it means two family home, two family house?
Duplex.
Dual mishpachti.
Yeah, dual mishpachti. I think we call that a two family house. Right, you could go upstairs to the top family or downstairs to the bottom. or whatever it is. So it's a du mishpachti, it's a two-family house. And what you're saying is, you get half of the two-family house. That's already mesuyim. It's one house, you get one floor of the house. That's already mesuyim enough. I understand the two floors might have advantages and disadvantages, but since it's one house, then we're already serious about it because we're saying which house it is. So he says, Okinta, Okinta of, the guy only owns a two-family house. That's all he owns. And he says, Abai Shababesi. So when he says Abai Shababesi, he means Chatzi Sada. He means half of this house. That's Okinta. He only owns a two-family house. And therefore, by Shabbat, you've shown which property it is. So, Kimta, the Migdal Oz here, and the Me'iri in our Sugya say the same shot. They say, it's also a little dachuk, but you know, when it comes to these psychological things, you never know. They say, no, bias is Mesuyim, because you've at least said what type of thing it is. It's a house. It's only called not Mesuyim if you don't even say what type it is, what species it is. I say, all my karka except for one. That means you get the hotel and the factory and not the field? The hotel and the field and not the factory? The field and factory and not the hotel? That's not Mesuyim. You don't even know what kind of property it is. Or is it one of my properties? You don't know if you bought a hotel or you bought a field. That's not Mesuyim. But if I say a house, that's Mesuyim because a house is a house. Again, I'm not so convinced a house is a house. You know, their house and their houses. Location, 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 as they say. But that's okay, maybe it's a little dachuk. Says we know space here. We'll just says the Migdal Oz and the Me'iri. They say the specifying the min is called Mesuyim. And therefore a house is Mesuyim. It's only a karka that's not Mesuyim. Because a karka, you don't even know what kind of karka. Right?
Or nachasai.
Or a nachasai, right. Bias. Right? A bias is Mesuyim even if you don't know which. It's a stretch. So somehow, to defend the Rambam against bias of a basi, you have to make some sort of stretch. How is that specific? How can we take that seriously? Either, if you know it's a house, that's serious enough, even if you don't know which house. Or make the okimta. All you own is one two-family house. You're giving them half of one property. That's already very specific. Or say that, no, when you say Bai Shababesi, it's obvious that you mean the cheapest house, and everyone knows which is the cheapest house, and it was actually more than specific. It was 100% clear. Okay, that's to defend the Rambam. That's all playing like these psychological games of what's specific, what's not. Rashi and the Rif are l'chora much more interesting. They say, no, it's Bidini Sfeikos. If I give you one of 10 objects, or 9 of 10 objects, you get none of them, because each one of them, you don't know if you got it.
Sorry if I missed this before, but do we know that Rashi and the Rif would actually say this in the regular case of Machmel Chavero, or just extrapolating from our case?
We're extrapolating from our case because they assume this, and then they never change their mind. They change their mind about what Rabbi Meir Rashi was arguing about.
Right.
They never say they change their mind about the background information.
Well, maybe the psak would be the same as...
I hear what you're saying.
Because there are ramifications for an edit here.
Okay.
That.
But, so let me go back. The Rimigash clearly paskin. All the Rishonim quote the Rimigash and paskin it. How did the Rimigash paskin it? Because sometimes you want to make a Kenyan Agav. And what did they write in the Shar Kenyan Agav? Amakne you dalit amos of my land, and Agav that, amakne you the horse. And the Rimigash says, that's puzzle. Because you didn't mak them any land. Because he didn't get any land. And he says, you have to write, amakne you the northwestern dalit amos of the field that, you know, 632 Arlington Drive. And I got that, my horse. So we know the Rimigash paskined it. We should add the Rimigash. We should add the Rimigash. Not that he brought it into our sugya, but we know he paskined it like the Rambam, as his Psakin Dini Mamados, because the Rishonim here bring down. He paskined it as a Psakin Dini. So we know the Rimigash paskined it. We know the Rambam paskined it. Of course, we don't know the Rimigash hold like Rashi in the Rif. He might hold like the Rambam. Okay, do we know that anyone on this side paskined it? No, but Minastam, there's an assumption. When there's a shakla v'tari and someone says something, and then the Gemara changes a different aspect, and they change a different aspect, the assumption is they didn't change the background information until proven otherwise. If I say, in the Hadvin Gemara, there's some background information of Dini Mamanus of X, plus this is how it ties into our sugya. In the Maskana, no, our sugya is based on something else. But why should we assume I changed the background information until proven otherwise?
Well, but maybe we're not changing the background information, but in a regular case, the mamonos will have achra to...
No, but in the two steps, the first step was mamon, and only the second step was had to do with the shahra. Hmm. That's why it's important this is a two-step process. So, how are they going to defend themselves? If you say, you look at each one separately, and you say, you didn't get this, you didn't get that, how does Bayi Sheva Beisi work? How does Chatzi Sada work? So, here, there are a few interesting answers in the Mefarshim. Based on the Rav, right? The Rav, I'm not sure if I'm saying exactly what he meant, or I'm saying something similar to what he meant, but either way, I'll suffice with that. The Rav might suggest there's two ways to give you part of my property, called Be'en and Shibud. Be'en means I actually give you one or two or nine properties. Be'en. And I keep the other one or two or nine properties, Be'en. Shibud means I give you a Shibud on all my properties that gives you the right to take one of them. Right? That's a chiddush. Sometimes what I can do is instead of saying I'm selling you one house, I could say I'm selling you the right in all my houses to take one of them. Now that's a legal construct there, right? So I call it a shibud. What does a shibud mean? A right to take something under certain circumstances, but not to own the actual thing. Classic shibud is when I borrow money, I'm not being a shibud in my land to collect the debt from it if necessary. Right, if I don't pay off by the due date. So says the Rav, and this is the chiddush of the Rav. There's the Rav isn't saying exactly what I'm saying it, he's just bringing up the idea. So how can you answer? So one answer is based on the Rav, you could say, it's a different lashon. When I say chatzi sadeh or bayish of a basi, what I mean is chatzi sadeh, I'm giving you a shibud in this field to take half of it. But you can say I have a shibud to collect half the field. There's no stakos involved. You have a shibud that gives you the right to take half the field. You have the right to take half of this field. You don't have half of the field. You have the right to take half of the field. If you have the right to take half of the field, there's no stakos involved. You go to Bezdin. Bezdin says, which half is yours? No, neither half is mine. I have the right to take half. Fine, so take the smaller half. Or, I have 10 houses, you have the right to take one of them. The right to take one house, now again, it can't be Kinyan Devarim. I can't just say, I'm giving you the right to take one house. That's a Kinyan Devarim, that's not an object. I can say, I'm giving you a interest in all the houses that is a right to take one of them. Right? I don't know if they have such thing in modern commerce, but it is something you can imagine. I could say to you, I am hereby giving you a lien on all my properties instead of to collect $1 million if I don't pay by August 31st. You have a lien on all my properties that gives you the right to take one property whenever you want. So if you say that, now here, you have to like make a little okimta, what you can say is that no, our sugya is haknaas be'en. Our sugya is that giving over the objects. When I gave you over the objects, now it's a tarovis. One field is mine and nine fields are yours. Each field you come to, you say, maybe it's not yours, you lose them all. But all those other sugyas are not to haknas be'en. They're talking about a haknas shibud. I'm giving you not one house, but the right to take one house. Now, that's a chiddush because you have to like either add some words to what it says there or add some interpretation and umdanas about what people mean. But, if you want to say that, but those sugyot are haknaat shibud, meaning the right to take chatzi sadeh, or the right to take bayis echad. Okay, I can always give you a shibud. Just like I could say in a loan, in a promissory note, in a shtar chov, you have the right to take $103,568 from this factory. It's a partial right in the factory. You can't take the whole factory. You can only take $103,658. That's the loan. Likewise, I can say, I'm giving you the right in all my factories to take one of them. And then there's no sphinkos involved. You imply they have the right to pick one. Who gets to pick? We don't know. Either way. Okay, so you can get out of it by saying, our sugya is talking about, I'm giving you the object itself. And then it's a suffix, which you got. The other sugya is talking about, I'm giving you the right to collect an object later. And therefore, there's no suffix. But that's adding a big okimta. So, if maybe that's true, but if not, then maybe you have to come on to Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan says something exceedingly clever here. So, what does Rav Elchanan say? Rav Elchanan says, there's one difference between our sugya and the other sugyas. Our sugya is talking about shtar. That's clear. Our sugya is talking about a shtar. Rav Migash was also talking about a shtar. Our sugya is talking about a shtar. All those other sugyas, it doesn't say what they're talking about. But who says it's shtar? After all, there are many other ways to transfer karka. Kesef, chalipin, v'chule. We're not going to say chazaka, because if you did a chazaka, you'd know which field you did the chazaka to. Kesef or chalipin? There are many other ways to transfer property. So he says, no. Rashi and the Rif only meant it, and the Rav Elchanan only meant it about Kinyan Shtar. So he says, our sugya is Kinyan Shtar. Those sugyot are Kinyanim Achirim, such as Kesef or Kinyan Suder Chalipin, which you call Chalipin. What's the difference? So says Rav Elchanan, let's go back to how Kinyan Shtar works. So if you remember, we had a whole machlok is how Kinyan Shtar works. Do you need Muchach Mitocher or do you not need Muchach Mitocher, right? Does a Shtar need to absolutely prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what it said? Now, let's review. Remember, there's Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. A Shtar could be a proof or a Shtar could be something that makes a halos kinyan, with or without proving. It could be a proof with or without making a halos. It could be a halos with or without proving. A shtar raya obviously needs to be a proof. That's the whole point. Obviously, shtar raya needs mucha mitocha. To be a proof, you need to be a proof. Question is, does a shtar kinyan need mucha mitocha? If not mucha, you can't prove anything afterwards, obviously. But if you can't prove anything afterwards, is the kinyan chal you just can't prove it afterwards? Or is the kinyan not chal? The chaluk is Rashi and Tosa, mucha mitocha, without getting into all of the details. But if you remember, Rav Elchanan himself is comfortable here. So he wants to say even those who don't need Muchach Mitocho really need Muchach. They just think that the Muchach doesn't need to be written in the Shtar. The Muchach could be through Edim Asira, who are considered part of the Shtar. But what was the Chakir we said at the time? Why is Shtar Kona? Is Shtar Kona just because it's a serious way of writing what we're doing? Or is Shtar Kona because it's a proof? If you say the Kenyan Shtar is Mikoach Haraya Shavo, the idea of Muchach, Muchach Mitocho, Muchach, Bechlal, then Rav Elchanan says, now it can make sense. When I sell you fields with Kesef or or Chalipin, I sold you all my fields but one. You get 9, I get 1. So you have 9, I have 1. We'll just have to work out which 9 and which 1. But when I sell you with a shtar, you need Muchach Mitochov. When I sell you with a shtar only works by being an absolute clear proof. Since the shtar is not a clear proof regarding any field, it's like the special rule in shtar. A shtar, if it's not a clear proof, then it's worthless. Everything else, if it's not a clear proof, then it's as clear as it is, or as unclear as it's unclear. You know, it is what it is. If I do a Kenyan Kesef or Kenyan Sudar, and it's not clear, so it is what it is. Work it out in court. If there's something unclear about a Kenyan shtar, midin muchach mitocho, it is not chal at all. That is the chap of Rav Elchanan, who I brought here someplace. That is the chap of Rav Elchanan. I definitely brought him to shir. I wouldn't have left him home. Here it is. And that's what he says. Nirlanis daitish lo amar rashi elo bikinyan shtar. De kol kinyan shel shtar elo eino elo chocha shemimenu. And even if you don't need mucha mitocho, you still need muchach. It's just that you're allowed to count the idim asira for the muchach. Velum lo ye muchach klal lo betoka shtar lo michutz lo eino lo shem shtar klal lo chas babi al mab yim kei shekos lo bais besi ani mocha loch. The shtar vino osa kinyan acher heyach ifna bais echad. Dal kol bais bais ein kan shtar. So our sugya is kinyan shtar. And it's not misafik. Then all of a sudden he turns to vadai. And vadai lo kana klum. Why vadai lo kana klum? Because it's not muchach. Because a shtar needs muchach. A shtar needs to be 100% proof. And what little assumption is he making? That to, for kinyan shtar, it needs to be a specific proof. Not a general proof as to I gave you X fields and not Y fields. It needs to be specific proof about a specific thing. A get needs to be a specific proof about a specific woman. A shtar needs to be a specific proof about a specific piece of land, or more than one specific piece of land. Since here it's not a specific proof about any specific piece of land, therefore it's a chisor in the muchach, it's not a good raya, and since it's a chisor in the muchach, the shtar is chas b'yalmas, batel mevutel, and it's bevadai lochal.
Didn't we point out that Rashi is one who doesn't hold this whole muchach mitocho element?
Yes, but he himself thinks Rashi does hold the muchach mitocho. Because he says, no, Rashi doesn't hold muchach mitocho. That's what he says. He says, Rashi doesn't hold muchach mitocho, but Rashi holds a muchach. He just means if you add the Eidei Nesirah to the shtar, then it has to be 100% proof. But he still holds, that's his chiddush, that Rashi needs muchach, just not muchach mitocho. It only works according to his chiddush. He's l'shitasei. Okay, so what are you going to say to defend Rashi in the riff? Either you're going to say, Taka, the rule is, we suffic, you don't get anything. And all those other sugyas are talking about a shibud, not a haknas be'en. Or, you have to say, no, the rule is, of course, Tosa's right about the rule. If you're not sure what it is, you just work it out, and you take nine, you take one, and you take the most expensive nine, or the most expensive one. But by shtar, because the requirements of muchach, even if it's not muchach mitocho, Rav Chana thinks you need muchach, I mean, Rav Chana thinks shtar is only kona, because it's a raya. It has to be a raya about a specific object. Since it's not a raya about any specific object, therefore it's vadei lochal, and it is batel mevutel. That's Rav Chanan's defense of Rashi. That's Rav Chanan's defense of Rashi. The Rav, okay, here I'll go out on a limb a bit. The Rav asked another question on himself. What questions the Rav asked on himself? The Rav asked another question on his pshat. According to his pshat, the rule is misafik, you don't get anything. So the Rav asked another question. Hold on a second. According to Rashi, you really have been machneh nine fields. He just can't collect them because he can't prove which they are. But how can you say, according to Rashi, in the rear, what's the first step? Because each karka is safek, the whole matnas karka is batel. And since the matnas karka is batel, the shikr is batel. The matnas karka is not really batel. The matnas karka is not really batel. It's just that you can't collect it because you have a problem clarifying it. But it's really chal. I mean, that's the Rav and Rav Chanan, right? Rav Chanan has an advantage there. What's Rav Chanan's advantage? His advantage is that the matnas karka is really batel. How can it be really batel if it's only safek? Because the safek turns into the vadai because of the rule of muchach. According to the Rav, he leaves himself in Sarachiyah. What does he say? He says the matnas karka is not enforceable. How do you guys like to spell enforceable?
The right way.
What? Yes. With. Okay, good. I thought that was the minute of the tikkun anyway. But Eloi Elohis. It's not in the favor to spell it either way. If the matnas karka is not enforceable according to the Rav, why? Because each karka I ask you for, you say maybe I didn't give it to you. But it is theoretically how, right? According to the Pashup Shot of Rashi, I can't collect the matnas karka. But it is theoretically how. Theoretically, you gave me none of your fields. I just can't collect them. Misafik. But if you theoretically gave me 9 of 10 fields, why is that levatul l'shechra? Theoretically, you did give me karka. It wasn't batul. It was only not enforceable. But it was still theoretically chal. So why should that be levatul l'shechra? The Rav leaves that b'tzar iyon in the shiurim here. And he says, why is that not enforceable? It's theoretically chal. It's a good question.
Once you can't use it, you have no balut, you can't register it on your name. So therefore, the use creates my ownership. Therefore, the shikur is batel because he didn't give him transfer over the balut on the property.
Okay, that's what you're saying, is that even the Rav admits at a certain point the suffix becomes vadai. Why? Because once a motzi mechal v'arayin, I can't collect it, then it's really like vadai batel, and we shouldn't be so bothered by that. Really, all dinim amanus feiko suffix becomes vadai. Of course, it's a very fascinating question. Remind us a little of which sugya? Whether suffix or mechal v'arayin turns into a vadai or not? Which shas sugya? Talk for coming, no?
Yeah.
Reminds us to talk for coming a little. It's not hard to be a Bucky Vishas. Just when I say reminds us to talk for coming, you say yeah. it's very easy. Okay, so maybe that's true. Maybe I would say it a little differently. But okay, maybe we'll have to leave that for next time. What I didn't answer yet is, right? So you'd say maybe suffix still turns into a vadai, obviously simultaneously, immediately, you know, von ka'achas, you never know. Or maybe there's something fancier, which you'll sort of leave a little star in your notes that I will get back to. What I didn't answer yet is, I forgot who asked me before. It says, why should there be a two-step process in the first place? Just because half is bottle, why should it all be bottle? Right? That we didn't get to yet. There's a few things we didn't get to yet. Okay. We will do the best we can to... we still have to do DAF 29 next week. And DAF 30. By the way, did everyone get a copy of DAF 30? Whoever doesn't have a printed copy of DAF 30 should take one, pass it around. Here, give me one copy so I can see how long it is. Should we reserve the right to have an extra shear? Did anyone already make a doctor's appointment for next Thursday?
You sent out an official schedule.
I
say it's a mistake in the Makoros.
You still have a 4-hour shear on Monday?
I'm not reversing. This is harder than the sugya. should we just finish it all on Monday?
Go over an extra half an hour.
What?
Extra half an hour.
If I need an extra shear, can everyone live with that? What? The old guys have no problem. Okay, no one booked a flight for Thursday morning based on... Only Morty, he books his flights based on the sheer schedule. I know this time it didn't work out. I got a whole head start, not to worry. I got a head spare. Okay, we will try our best to get as far as possible next year. But if we don't finish it next year, then we'll have to have an extra sheer.